Welcome back to that 590 show. Matt Berger and Matt Rocchio alongside John G. Minor Rudolph behind the dials. Jeff Gordon is going to be on with us in about 15 minutes. Otherwise, the Bellman Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255 or the text line, 855-282-8255. We'll be breaking down Dodgers-Cardinals at 7:30 with our friend Vinny Bonsignor from the LA Daily News. So right now, we're going to fit in our NBA talk. Last night, the Golden State Warriors punched their ticket for the NBA Finals for the third year in a row by completing their series sweep of the San Antonio Spurs 129-115. Game four between Boston and Cleveland will be tonight.
We'll miss you, Manu.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's looking like if he's playing next year, it's probably not going to be on San Antonio.
And it's reached the point where I just want him to retire.
I kind of do too. And it's easy.
I don't want to have.
It's easy for us to tell someone else what to do with their life. But man, like if you're 40 and you're set for life, I understand you still got a lot of life to live.
It's more than that. I don't want to have to see him play 23 minutes and put up 5 points per game on the Pelicans next year. Like that.
Yeah. It would look weird.
Like don't do that to us, man.
Don't be like Jerry Rice where you're playing for the Raiders and you're playing for the Seahawks, you're playing for the Broncos.
Yeah. No one wants to see a season where Jerry Rice gets less than 1,000 yards.
Exactly.
I don't want to see a season. Reminded you, Ginobili averages in the single digits in points. That's just don't depress me like that.
So here's my question to you, Matt Rocchio. I heard this question asked earlier today on ESPN Radio. If we already know that the Warriors are going to be in the finals, and we're all going to assume that the Cavaliers are going to meet them there.
Oh no, the Isaiah Thomas-less Celtics are about to go on a run.
Yeah, sure. And I got a bridge I want to sell you too. If the Golden State Warriors, if they sweep the Cavaliers in the finals, not saying they're going to. But if they do, how bad is that for the NBA? Because the Warriors have pretty much already made the regular season meaningless. If they go fo and can make the NBA playoffs meaningless, what's the point of watching the NBA next year?
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah, I mean, that's from that angle, it kind of ruins it. But at the same time, kidding me? The NBA? LeBron getting swept in the finals? That hasn't happened in a decade.
No,
the NBA is going to.
Last time that happened was whenever Larry Hughes and Mo Williams. And
I don't think Mo Williams was on that team.
No,
he
wasn't.
They got him the next year. Booby Gibson was the freaking point guard.
You're right.
A rookie.
And Anderson Varejao.
Sasa Vucevic.
He collected them all in a sack and put them on his back and took them to the NBA Finals.
Sasa Pavlovic.
And it was such a bad NBA Finals that I think I watched one half.
That NBA Finals was awesome. It gave us the whole Delonte West story.
you're right
Andrew
about that.
Gooden's eyes were glazed over for an NBA Finals, which makes me ask a lot of questions. But nonetheless, the amount of conversation of LeBron James getting swept in a Finals at this point would be enough.
Well, that'll drive the conversation all summer.
The conversation
but I'm talking
fine,
about
but,
like
yes.
next season,
well,
when next season starts.
That's why I said that. That's a good angle, the way you brought it up. Next season starts. Does that ruin the talk? Yeah, of course. I think...
If you're Adam Silver, you got to be kind of worried about that.
I think you do, but at the same time, if that happens, I think a lot of the conversation's going to be, all right, that was fun, that was a three-peat, and now we turn our... Now we're all bored of it, but I think next year it's going to be perfect. We're going to have the rubber match, we're going to have a winner of 2 out of 3, and now I think the NBA would be smart, and I think this is the way they're going to sell it of, all right, now we've hit that area of who can come at the Kings. You know what I'm saying? We've hit that area of now everyone's going to start rooting for the underdogs.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how they're going to sell that because...
Because maybe some of the underdogs are going to be good enough to actually make a play. Are the Timberwolves going to be enough next year?
Is there going to be a team in the West that's going to step forward? We don't know. Is there going to be a team in the East that's going to step forward? Depends on what Boston does.
And that's the problem.
Boston could trade Isaiah Thomas. They've got that number one pick.
You can sell Boston as a competitor to the Cavaliers.
And they get like Gordon Hayward.
Yes. It will not be hard to sell the Celtics as... competitors, the Cavaliers, especially considering people will use the angle they beat them in a game in the Eastern Conference Finals without Isaiah Thomas. People will use that. So I think it's bad. You're right. If they get swept, it'll be bad. But I think no matter what happens, I think we'll see the NBA as a whole and the media community around the NBA as a whole start selling this. Who can climb up now? I think that's where we're going to see it. You know, can DeMarcus and Anthony Davis put something together in New Orleans? Can Jokic be a cornerstone that they can build off in Denver? Can the Phoenix Suns with a bunch of young guys, including a 20-year-old who can score 70 points in an NBA game.
But I mean, you
can
really
they
think
put
any,
it all together? No,
you really
no.
think any of those teams are close?
No,
though.
They're not
the
close. That's the thing, though. You're not, but you're not trying to sell close. You're trying to sell watchable. You're not going to be able to sell close. I'm sorry, the NBA should know right now they're not going to be able to sell close. Like you just can't. No one's going to buy that. But the only way I think the NBA can go is selling what's the next generation hold. And that's a crappy – I mean, that's – I'm not saying it's going to be successful. I'm just telling you that you're correct in that that would hurt the NBA, and this is the only point of view I could see them trying to make a positive spin out of it because, I mean, let's be honest here. It was bad what happened, but at the same time, I like to think that maybe, you know, 95 and 90, 96, 97, palate cleanser when Jordan was out.
Basically, yeah. I mean, did you hear what Kenny Smith said?
No, what did he say? Sorry.
Kenny Smith said that
the man benefited pretty well from that.
But Kenny Smith said that had those Rockets teams met those Bulls teams, they would have beat those Bulls teams. But I mean, like, what else do you expect Kenny Smith to say?
First of all, Kenny, sorry, buddy, you're wrong.
It would have been fun to see.
Kenny's wrong.
They really didn't have an answer for Olajuwon, but the Rockets didn't have an answer for Jordan. Let's head to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and Fred Slow joins us. Good evening, Fred. How are you, sir?
I would have been on skates.
Hey, good evening, fellas.
What's going on?
Freddie Fast.
Love the NBA chatter. Love it. Have you guys seen a bigger formality in your whole life than the NBA playoffs?
Well, the playoffs this year have been terrible.
No, they're a formality. It's literally a two-month burn to what we knew was going to happen 81 games ago and in the playoffs.
Well, before the playoffs started, Cleveland actually looked kind of vulnerable because they were not playing their best basketball going down the stretch. Their defensive metrics aren't very good, and LeBron just kind of like, okay, well, yeah, watch this, mother bleepers, and just turned it on.
But even on that point, I think the only answer to Fred's question is yes. The season prior to these playoffs, because essentially,
well, even the playoffs have kind of seemed like one too.
But still,
Cleveland
finally lost their
game on Sunday night.
The season was an 82 game slog to a playoff run that was going to end with Warriors, Cavaliers. We all knew that. So you're right in that the playoffs have been a formality, but the entire NBA season this year has been a formality since the day Kevin Durant signed.
Hard, yeah. Well, and I think you're making a great point. We talk about the league all the time, and we talk or the association. And we talk about how it's player-driven. It's not team-driven necessarily. And the top four jerseys that sell in the NBA this year, James, Irving, Durant, and Curry, I mean, those guys all play. It's two teams. There's only two teams because there's only a half dozen players in the whole world that make this league work. And four of those players are on two teams.
Yeah, and I blame Kevin Durant. I'm not saying that Kevin Durant had to stay in Oklahoma City, but could you imagine how much more fun the playoffs would have been if Kevin Durant would have gone to Washington and played with the Wizards, or had he gone to Minnesota and teamed up with Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins?
Or imagine, it would never have happened. Imagine if he could have been on the Jazz, played with Gordon Hayward and Rudy Gobert. That would have been a fun team.
It would have been a fun team, but I don't think they were really in contention.
No way it was going to happen, still.
It would have been fun, but that doesn't put gold around your waist. And there's a reason Hulk Hogan joined the NWO, guys.
Because the writers told him to?
Yeah, exactly. And if you don't see the NBA is scripted, I say the draft this year, I think, is a prime example. The NBA, I mean, this thing, it's a work. Don't think the NBA is not a work. It absolutely is. There's a reason it went from where it was, fledgling. And Matt, you and I have followed the NBA for a long time, and I know, Rocky, you're a little bit younger, but like there was a period there post-Jordan for about 6-7 years when it sucked.
It did.
There was nothing going on, and I know Silver's a big part, but the association came together, and they were like, we have to remember we're entertainment. And I think baseball is doing that exact same thing right now where there's been a resurgence, and there's a reason the association, and you don't hear it here in St. Louis, and me and you, Matt, used to joke about that Steph Curry, David Eckstein thing all the time, but it's the best league. It's the best thing going in pro sports, and it has more notoriety and more, and they make more money, and they do a better job than anyone because it's a work. Like, they know their entertainment. The NFL is going to bring back celebrations. You can make snow angels again, guys. The NFL's fun.
I know. I'm so happy about that, and I can't believe that Marvin Lewis, of all people, thinks that because there's going to be a touchdown celebration dance that today's youth is going to go to hell in a handcart because they're going to see, you know, someone doing the icky shuffle. I don't understand that at all.
It does not make any sense. And the NBA has been the opposite of what baseball has been, the opposite of what the NFL has done. for 15 years now, Matt? Is that right in your head? At or near since LeBron came in for certain, which, by the way, that was a fix. Don't think it wasn't. So when LeBron came into the NBA and ended up in Cleveland the way he should have, it's been LeBron's league ever since, and it's going to be LeBron's league. And just like you said, Rocchio, it's that face-heel dynamic where you're going to have to pick one. You're going to have to choose for one. And everyone that hated LeBron James watched him go 6-for-33 the other night or whatever it was, and they were like, finally, here's I can stand on this one. I can stand on this one for the finals, and now I think Golden State has a chance. And Golden State, as we all know, has been known to blow leads before. So whenever they do get there to the championship, yeah, I'll watch that. But otherwise, I don't watch any playoff basketball because it's a formality.
It certainly was this year. You're right. Thanks, Fred. We got to go because we got to get to Jeff Gordon here in a little bit. But we appreciate the phone call, as always. That is Fred Slow from Going Over, which can be heard Saturday and Sunday, 10 to noon, right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. But he's right. The playoffs have felt like a formality, but they have since they've started. Now, before they started, like I said, Cleveland looked kind of vulnerable where you could see a scenario where maybe someone like Washington, maybe someone like Boston, maybe someone like Toronto might give them some problems.
I'm willing to admit that the NBA players might have an issue with the way they're teaming up now and doing the whole super team deal. I understand why people, especially old school people, have an issue with that. But at the same time, there's a bigger issue, and it's not that players want to team up. It's that the NBA economics is screwed six ways to Sunday. It's happening to the NFL too, and people are realizing that it's kind of hurting the parity. In that, either there are three kinds of players in the NBA now. There are superstars. There's four kinds. Excuse me. There are superstars. There are rookies and young players on their first contract. There are scrubs, and then there are aging stars willing to chase a ring. And three of them are going to get paid close to the league minimum, and one of them is going to get paid as much as a team can obviously give them. And that's why parity is screwed so bad in the NBA. There are no middling contracts. You either get a guy because you either have young players on their rookie deals, you have old players who are chasing rings and take small contracts, and then you have scrubs, and then you have two or three stars. That's why the NBA is screwed, because that's how you have to build a roster now. When guys,
or you have to get lucky in the draft.
When guys who in 2000, you know, there's guys now in the NBA, we saw it this past summer, who if they were the same player in 2006, they would have gotten a five-year deal for $30 million.
And that's the most they would
have gotten. But now they get 5 years for $120 million, because literally as soon
they've gotten some ridiculous contracts.
Player,
what did Timofey Mozgov get? $64 yeah. million?
Exactly. Well, let's play this. The Spurs, Jonathan Simmons, who came alive in this playoffs. Bottom line is, Jonathan Simmons, who could not be named by an NBA executive 2 years ago, Jonathan Simmons is going to hit free agency this year and will sign a deal that pays him $15 million a year. That's unheard of, and that's why the NBA is screwed, because 10 years ago, the Spurs would have signed him for $5 million a year, and they could have built on this. But now they can't build on it. They got to let him go, and they got to find another guy through free agency or through some kind of luck or the second round of the draft. That's why things are so screwed right now.
Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Jeff Gordon from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.